Hey, I want to bring in our friends from the Manchester VA, Kevin Forrest, the director for the district, and doing a lot coming out of the last year into more physical times and physical appointments, hopefully. But a lot of this stuff, you know, remains virtual and online. That's not going to change to a point. But Kevin joins us talking about My Health eVet. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Jack. How are you this morning?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Good, good.
Tell us about My Health eVet. What is this about?
I will, but first, Jack, let me just mention on the face-to-face appointments, we're putting a pretty rigorous schedule in place here, and it's our goal to be back to 75% of appointments that we offer face-to-face by the 1st of June. So
awesome.
I want to put that out there to all veterans. I know that's the type of appointment that's desired, and we're here to meet that need. So we're doing a lot, in the next month here to make that happen.
that's good news. And I know you did a lot even earlier where you were trying to get that balance coming out of the last, several months ago, to balance that physical virtual part, because, as you know, a lot of these things are better in person. But you also sort of have to leverage the remote virtual side, as businesses and everyone has.
Yep. Well, there's certainly a place for it, and we'll continue with that too when it's appropriate. But our ideal state is offering an appointment to a veteran in the way they want to receive it.
All right, good stuff. Tell us about My Health eVet, and it's basically an online patient portal. Talk about this.
It is, Jack. So this is electronic communication that a veteran can use with their healthcare team that really, really can simplify and make things easier to be able to speak with your team. And so, I use it, and I work in the medical center here, but it allows me to send a secure message asking for an appointment or doing a pharmacy refill. And, you can avoid sometimes the challenges of trying to wait on the phone when I can use a simple, secure communication to really get what I need.
Well, again, it's convenient. What about security? It's secure in terms of, because you're going to have medical information. So in terms of a portal, talk about that.
It is. It's a secure portal. It's password protected, and you need to work through our My Health eVet coordinator here at the facility. But when we get you set up, you have full access to your medical record. You can pull up your lab results, usually 48 to 72 hours after you have labs drawn. You can message your healthcare team. It's like a complete portal of information for you to have access to your record and to communicate with your team. And so we just think, it's a great application for veterans to take advantage of, really to navigate and manage their health care on their own time and their own terms.
Well, it's where things are headed. Now, Kathy Susie, I think, is going to be the My Health eVet coordinator. But talk about tonight, because at 5:30 to 6:30, you're going to have an opportunity for veterans, spouses, caregivers of veterans, or anyone interested to basically learn more about this. Tell us about this.
We are. So, I'll be joined by, Congressman Pappas here and advertising this great technology from 5:30 to 6:30 tonight. And people can go onto our webpage to get the information to join. But we want, Ms. Susie to be able to show the capabilities of this application and go through some of that with the veterans that are online, do that education and let them know how they can sign up. And I think it'll really show the advancements that the VA has made in allowing veterans to really take charge of their health care.
When you watch things like this, Kevin Forrest with the VA, Manchester VA and VA in New Hampshire, does it take a while for the veteran community to embrace and learn more about this? I'm like, for example, Veterans Count for our May 19th, 12 hours for Make 12 Hours Count coming up. I'm still amazed after this will be my seventh year, I guess, at least, of doing 12 hours on the radio commercial, commercial free on our network and to raise awareness for veterans through Veterans Count, the number of people that don't know about Veterans Count in the veteran community. There's always tough to reach everyone. Is there a little bit of a buy-in lag here when you announce something like this?
There certainly can be. This isn't new. We've had this, for a few years, but I think it's our job to outreach to the community and show them how easy it really can be to use it. And that's our piece of it. And, we have, veterans of all generations that are seen at the Manchester VA. And I've got, probably some of our World War II veterans that use this technology and say, wow, this is really great. So it's up to us to make it available and to train people on how to use it.
All right, good stuff. And again, If you want to take part in this tonight, just go to Manchester. You can pretty much join the event at Manchester VAMC or go to ManchesterVA.gov, ManchesterVA.gov, 5:30 to 6:30 tonight for the My Health eVet Coordinator or My Health eVet, basically portal to manage your health care. Thank you very much, Kevin.
All right. Thanks, Jack, and thanks to all the veterans out there.